Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Unidentified Trending Objects. I am Jack. That is Miles. Mm-hmm. That short show title is courtesy of Paul Garaventa. Paul Garaventa.
Anyways,
shout out to you, Paul. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is what's trending. Israel is now targeting the electricity and internet grid, like trying to basically cut off the Palestinian people from communication with the outside world. Yeah, just all infrastructure. It's, I don't know, man. It's real, real scary. A Palestinian journalist was just killed in his home in a strike from the Israeli military.
And you got Joe Biden, who's like, the news is like patting his back. They're like, oh my, he said the most forceful statement yet, to which essentially boiled down to him telling Netanyahu's like, hey, you better tone it down over there.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's not forceful at all.
Significant de-escalation today.
But I don't know. And so, House Democrats have also introduced a, resolution to block the arms sale because, we're watching. You're seeing footage of American arms destructing these people's homes, and the amount, let's say over almost 60,000 people have been displaced internally already because of all the destruction.
Yeah.
Shit's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what
straight up war crime after war crime after war crime by a legitimately they're trying to ethnically cleanse the people.
I think I hope that for people who don't understand American imperialism and you're new to the show, this is part of that, that you have to understand what this looks like. And also another generation of people who are looking at the United States foreign policy as it relates to the Middle East and being like, oh, fuck that fucking place.
Yeah.
There's nothing's we're doing the same fucked up shit. So. I'm curious to see what kind of ceasefire happens or de-escalation, whatever that means, without actual, repercussions.
Yeah. But this is the right wing Israeli government. They are trying to do what it looks like they're trying to do. It's not complicated. They're colonialists. All right. And less serious violence. People were really upset with us for thinking that we could defeat a goose. Me in particular, I thought I could take out a goose. I didn't know that this was a big meme that geese are tough and difficult to defeat in mm-hmm. armed combat. Were you familiar with this?
I mean, I've seen
meme
videos back, or I don't know. No, not the meme, but I remember geese attack videos on the internet back in the day. I've seen it, but you know.
Ben Lewis tweeted at us a wiki hount, I guess a play on WikiHow, like infographic, how to stop a goose attack. One, watch for warning signs. If the goose begins to honk, it is already too late for you. Two, do not run. Geese can fly and you will not escape its wrath. Three, do not fight. Geese can kill you in over 400 ways. So it's like a Chuck Norris type thing. Mm-hmm. Do not call for help. The geese have hacked your phone. All your friends are geese in disguise. The government has already fallen. Like that one. And then five, accept your fate calmly. Anyway, shout out. I am in no way confident in my ability to win in any violent conflict. So I'm sure a goose could take me out. I thought they had a big exposed neck, but I'm sure I'm underestimating something. I'm guessing that's just how they draw you in and then they take you out.
What I'm reading though, they say a lot of injuries happen from people trying to flee the geese. You know what I mean? Not because the geese put their wings on you and gave you that work. So,
right. They
Jack,
don't have
teeth. I'll put money on you in a death match. You'll beat a goose in a death match.
Right. But that's
you may be fucked up on the other side, though. You may be tremendously fucked up. It may be like when the mountain fought, you know, homeboy Pablo Pascal and shit.
If Pablo Pascal actually did that to himself by trying to run away from the mountain. Oh, no.
Fuck.
There's another one of these kitchen hacks on TikTok that is making people angry.
Anna cursed us by sending us this.
So producer Anna Hosnier cursed us. So it is a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese, like how to consume it more efficiently. So basically you take the quarter pounder with cheese, you put it in a blender with some water, you add a bunch of ketchup. And mustard.
Mm-hmm.
This poor person who is doing this does not use Heinz ketchup, which okay.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
That was my biggest objection. Anyways, they blend it up into a smooth paste, put it inside of a pantyhose. Wait, is that what panty?
They were using hosiery.
They were using hosiery. Take them to church with that hosiery. And then, so you make a tube. It looks like, a big tube of ground meat if you've ever had low quality ground beef. And then you put it in the fridge. And then take it out and do like slices. You slice it up and serve it on crackers. I think there were fries in there as well.
Yeah, they put fries in there too.
I don't see why this makes everyone so furious, because I am much more cynical about like what is in other processed foods. Like I don't think that any of the dips that we are eating, that are made by the Tostito company, you would want to see what goes into that personally. I would assume that it's, not that delicious. Seeming.
I mean, that whole process just looked like they were making like a weird form of crack or something when she was just wringing out all the fucking moisture and putting it in the hose and cooling it and then slicing it up and chopping it.
I think some people are speculating that all of these are like fetish videos, like some manner of like mukbang, horniness, into the consumption.
You're like, ooh, grab that shit pile with the pantyhose and turn it into a sliceable loaf. Yeah, I'm good on that. I mean, it just doesn't, like, I'm sure it doesn't, it just tastes probably like this confusing mouthful of McDonald's, and that's not,
yeah,
whatever. I don't know what that, how that ends up as like a mono flavor. You know what I mean? Like I can kind of
right.
conceptualize it, but as a spread, whatever, it looked like straight
if
up.
You, anyway. If you put, if there were like crackers that were quarter pounder with cheese meal flavored, so it had the French right. fries in there as well, I would try that shit. That wouldn't bother me. Like obviously it would be less moist, less pasty. Mm-hmm. So probably would be a little bit more appetizing, but I don't know. It just seems like everything, if you're eating processed food, it's probably gross. Like you don't want to know what's going in there. It's probably not Let's, food in the first
but
place.
But that's, I'm not here for the ingredients. Okay. I'm here for the right. end game flavor.
Exactly. But I did enjoy this comment directly under the video. This is why I just don't bother with TikTok. Nothing but idiots wanting attention by doing stupid shit like this or that awful dancing nonsense, which I love that wow. last bit because it's awful like they're trying dance. To now I know for sure that you're an objective observer yeah. and not like working through some issues in your personal life. That awful dancing nonsense.
God.
Joy.
They're so hard also. Have you tried getting down that Playboy Cardi Sega remix? I can't get my footwork that quick.
Everybody's so happy for attention. They're just trying. They just want your attention. They're really sad on the inside because their wife left them.
Like what?
Okay. And then in more important McDonald's-based news, I don't know. You know, mm-hmm. probably more important. There is a strike taking place.
Yeah, McDonald's strike. McDonald's workers in America striking for to get to get this minimum wage up. It's why there's also another study about how much the pandemic has even changed the attitudes of a lot of people who are working. That a lot of people are like, I'll never do the job I used to do again. Like I just will never do it again. And people, I think, as people get more in touch again with what the value of their labor is and what the absurd cost of living and surviving is in this country, you're going to see more people advocating for themselves in this way. So I hope y'all get, I mean, the fuck, man, the fucking government should be doing this shit. But yeah,
look, you're never gonna do your job again, Jack. You're never gonna get any benefits. I hope you like being hungry. That is my Joe Biden impression.
What are you going to do? I mean, we'll see what happens. I this is like, again, just whether it's this, made up new thing where the Chamber of Commerce is doing everything they can to pressure local governments and state governments and the federal government to take away people's unemployment benefits so they can force people back into these shitty wages. I mean, we're just, all things are in flux at the moment, but hopefully for the better.
Not to be distracting from more important issues, but I just realized how close my name rhymes to Joe Biden. Jack Joe Biden.
Oh, shit.
Jack O'Brien.
Yeah.
So that's something. Maybe there's something
you
there.
You can do that one of your TikTok videos. watch my footwork, Jack. Watch my footwork. I hate this goddamn website. Nothing but malarkey.
All right, that is gonna do it for this afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets a world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.